regarding the Pramana's marriage, the first five.
Yeah.
Those are for the Vyavaharika.
Only Vyavaharika, not Adhyatmika.
Not Adhyatmika, right. That's where I was going.
I told you, I made it so clear. Supersensory knowledge cannot be obtained through any one of these pramanas.
Sure, Maharaj. That part I got. The thing is about the emotion. So, when we transact in this world, even if we go by these pramanas properly, we should have... We should be able to lead a pretty peaceful life.
Correct.
Where do the emotions and the come into play?
Because of not employing these five pramanas. I'll give one or two examples. Yes. Every would-be married couple think that from now onwards we will be in heaven.
Yeah.
You open your eyes and use your pratyaksha pramana, not necessary for other pramanas. Anupalabdhi also you can use. You visit your family, somebody is absent. You ask, what happened? Oh, that person left me long back. Yeah. So, don't we see people falling, slipping? Everything is, you see, if we really apply, that will lead us to God. As anybody that does anything wrong, adharma, sooner or later that person has to suffer. Even in this world, even not employing Shabda Pramana.
Yeah.
For example, a student doesn't study well, what is called plane watching, rail watching, etc., playing. You can see, more or less you can guess what type of life that fellow will be leading.
Yeah.
So, you observe properly. Everything, anybody can die anytime. Are we not? Do you need Shabda Pramana for that? And then what is the lesson? I can also die.
Yeah.
So, is it not time for me? What shall I do? Only when this... five pramanas are used properly, then only we enter into that stage called Shabda Pramana realism. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj. Makes sense. Thanks, Maharaj.
Right.
The next one is about the Devi Mahatmya, Maharaj. Turata and Samadhi both listen to the Guru's instructions.
Yeah.
And then both of them start practicing similar kind of austerities.
Yeah.
And at the end, they both have different boons to ask.
Correct.
The Divine Mother.
Correct.
So from what Samadhi asked, can I understand that even though he was a Vaishya by his karma, he must have been a Guna Brahmana.
Correct.
He was ready to ask for liberation.
Absolutely right. He understood. Mm-hmm. Whereas this king, he was Agnani. Even after receiving same Divine Mother who gave Mukti to the Vaishya, Samadhi, this person asked, once I have been cheated, oh Mother, I liked it very much. Please grant me another opportunity to be cheated. So, it all depends upon maturity of mind. That's why if a fellow goes to a emperor and if he is very fond of pumpkins, what do you think he would be asking?
Big pumpkins.
Many, plenty.
Many.
It is true. When you want to give something to a child and ask, what do you want for your birthday? What do you think they ask you?
Many chocolates.
But that is excusable because they are children.
Mm-hmm.
But mustached babies, difficult to understand.